Scrolling. This is an extra scrolling. I'm Steve Fodor.
I'm Chip Hessenflow.
And we just got back from Wisconsin Comic Convention. And boy, did we have a lot of fun.
We did have a lot of fun. In fact, we want to thank everyone who was able to sit down and have a few minutes with us as we learned a little bit about the projects they're working on. And so, wow, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Let's get to our first interview.
He's not allowed to wine.
I want to go to Kashi Station, get some power converters.
Yes.
Claudia Gray, I'm so pleased that you exist in the world of publishing and in the world of Star Wars, because my God, I love every word that you put in all of these books. Lost Stars is a marvel of character development where I love these rotten Imperials in Star Wars. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I'm really glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad I exist too. I'm in favor of it.
So we met you at Star Wars Celebration, where you were the queen of publishing there.
It was frantic, especially since Master and Apprentice was being released there.
That day was Master and Apprentice come out. I have read Master and Apprentice. I didn't love it nearly as much as Lost Stars and Leia. I think it was more directed to a more mature mind than mine. I teach middle school. So
it's been really interesting because reactions have been good, but people have either said, well, I like that the fourth of the four. People are like, I liked it the first of the four. Like, it's kind of different from the others, and it hit some people one way and some the other. Like, some people have been waiting for that period in the four, so, you know. Other people not as much, you know. It's just different stuff.
It's that story of Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn and their real relationship, that building of a relationship where we saw in the movies, in canon, where maybe their relationship was strained, and you were able to write a great tale where we explain why there is this strained relationship and explore those characters. Claudia, how do you go about building a story? Do you start with the characters or do you start with the plot?
With Star Wars, it's sort of a different question because they come to you with a basic idea. It's about two lines and you build it from there. But with the Star Wars stuff, the thing I'm asking myself is, why is this necessary? Because you want people to feel like, yes, I needed to read this book. It's not just more of, you know, there's a reason. There's something you're going to get from this book that you haven't gotten from anything else, you know. With Lost Stars, it was really the viewpoint of just average people, you know, and a world that isn't a famous world, you know. What did these years of this war do to people like that, you know? Bloodline, it's why is the Resistance a thing? Why, you know, when did Princess Leia become General Organa? Leia, Princess of Alderaan, is like, how she get involved in the Rebel Alliance? That one, you know, self-answering. The Qui-Gon one was a little bit hard to discern at first, but then I finally realized it's, why does he believe in those prophecies so fervently when the other Jedi are kind of ambivalent about them? But he's like, not only are they real, they're happening right now. Like, why does he believe that? Because that's the thing that sets him apart the most, and it's the thing that has the most influence over the events that transpire. You know, and so that meant not only having this adventure sort of involve prophecy, but going further back and doing the other side of the Master and Apprentice, where he's the apprentice and Dooku is the master, and seeing that it's rooted in that, even. You know, it's been this element that's carried through.
Those prophecies. I forgot all about that prophecy part, where Qui-Gon is absolutely a believer in these prophecies, and everybody around him goes, the prophecies. It's whatever.
Yeah.
And he is an absolute believer.
Yeah.
Is that important? Do we need to have those absolute believers around us? Or is that a fantasy that we all work around, like the people in the story?
Well, I mean, reality is going to include people who are absolute believers in some things, you know? And sometimes that's for good and sometimes that's for ill. And you can have an argument about which way that plays out for Qui-Gon. Certainly, he means it in the best sense. You know, he thinks this is going to be a good thing going forward. He just doesn't quite understand what bring balance to the Force, how tormented that's going to be. You know, it's not is it a good thing or not, because it sort of depends on what you're believing and how you're manifesting that belief.
So, I took your lecture on fan fiction and how to go to the next step, and that room was full of people who
are to be like 10 people. It was so freaked out.
And the room was full, and you gave a great presentation about that next step, going to that next step after you've been writing, found a way to write, to then get to the publishing stage. Mm-hmm. If you had it to do all over again, would you change anything about where, how you got where you are?
No, honestly, because it was such a fluke in some ways. You know, how was I to know I was going to make my number one professional contact, you know, in 1994 on Alt TV X-Files Creative? You know, I would never have anticipated that. I don't know how else the tumblers fall for this to happen the way that it has. You know, in some ways, I do think I got published a little bit before I was ready, but those books sold well. They set me up. I've had people come in today go, I read those. I loved them, you know. Sold some to new readers today, you know. So it is what it is. And I think if you ask any writer, like, are you 100% happy with all of your old books? Is there not a word you would change? You're not going to find a writer in the world who'd be like, no, they were all perfect, everything. You know, in your head, you always want to do something. But when I really go back and change it, no. It's worked out great. I like this.
All right. I'm going to ask her the question, and you're going to stare at me with that face. I'm going to ask her the question, and she's not going to be able to answer because she's working for Disney now.
You cannot ask that question.
What can you tell us about Project Luminos at this point?
Really only what's out there now. You know, that there are five authors working on it. And
five top Star Wars authors.
Yeah.
Claudia Gray, Kevin Scott, you'll have to tell me the other
Charles three. Sewell, Daniel Jose Older, and Justina Ireland.
And we're going to find out what this is all about in due time.
In due time. The only thing I can say is, you know, all the other authors are from all over the place. Mm-hmm. Daniel Jose Older and I live like 10 minutes from each other. So it's literally like, oh, we have this big summit meeting, and then 2 days later we're at the grocery store like, hey, you know? How's it going? You know,
I'm so forward to this.
So this is a series that basically Disney has set up to write as a...
I don't know.
All right, so I won't say that. All right.
She can't even say that. This is the most amazing secret.
Well, originally we thought we were going to be able to say a lot more. There wouldn't have been a panel if we didn't think we could say a lot more. You know, and then basically it turned into, ha-ha, we've been to Skywalker Ranch, you know, which was awesome. But
the stories that came out of that, at least you were able to tell those stories about the awe of walking into Skywalker Ranch. I look so forward to seeing what this project is. I'm so curious, which is a great marketing move by Disney, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was meant to be a tease. It wasn't meant to be quite that bad. But you know, that's how it is. Yep. I know we'll be able to reveal everything eventually. And so it's been a lot of fun.
And you're super excited about it, whatever it is.
Yeah, I am. That's what I could tell you. That, and I ran into Daniel Jose Older at the grocery store.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
For all these books. I suggest all of these books to all of my students all the time. Your YA level writing in Lost Stars and Leia is right on.
Fantastic.
I appreciate it. And Master and Apprentice is a great story about faith and belief. And the line between those two words.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I like that part of the story.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Oh.
Thank you.
Excuse me. We should say. And if our listeners wanted to find out more information about your current projects and projects you're going to be working on, where would they find more information?
My website badly needs updating, but it's ClaudiaGray.com, Gray with an A. But if you go there, you can get their keys that will take you to my other social media. I'm not really on Twitter anymore. My assistant does that for me, but she updates with events and announcements and stuff. I do have an Instagram. I do have a Tumblr, you know, stuff like that. So if you want to follow that, you'll be able to just follow the connections from that homepage.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I don't know, Chip. Is that enough information to survive an extra scrolling?
Only if we come back for the next extra scrolling,
Steve. We got so many. We have so many ready to go. We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of wonderful people to talk to, and we'll get to those this week.
And we have our new podcast coming out every Tuesday, so listen to Too Much Scrolling.
I want to thank you again for listening to Too Much Scrolling. I'm Steve Fodor.
I'm Chip Hessenflug.
We'll see you in the future.
What I want to talk about is what I want to thank you for. What I want to